This is the Phil Williams Show here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Jim Brogan. I'm filling in for Phil today. It's an honor to be with you this morning. And thank you, Landon Doan, running the board. I want to talk a little bit about this weekend. I mean, I love this time of year. Celebrating 4th of July with family and friends just fills me with pride, feelings of patriotism. I see all these United States flags on display, smell the aroma of a good barbecue, and watch fireworks over the water or on the lake or wherever you, even setting them off in your own backyard. So it's a holiday where we celebrate our birthday, our independence, and our freedom. You know, Webster defines freedom as the quality or state of being free, such as the absence of necessity, the absence of coercion, or constraint in choice or action. And I just think we live in the greatest country in the history of the world. Do we have challenges? Sure. I certainly hope we can get through all this. We always have. The American spirit has always gotten through challenges. So one of my favorite things to do over the 4th of July week, and I love that 4th of July is on a Sunday this year because we're off on Saturday, and then Monday, most businesses are celebrating Monday, July 5th is the 4th of July holiday. So we got this nice big long weekend. And I just, since the pandemic started, Landon, I have become a huge fan of, I've become a connoisseur of smoking meat, grilling and smoking.
Definitely worse things to become a connoisseur of.
That's exactly right. I want to hear from you listening today. What is your favorite thing to smoke or grill, and how do you do it? You can call us at 656-8255. So, Landon, I've always been into grilling, you know, but I always did the simple stuff. You know, steaks, burgers, chickens. I had a barbecue recipe. It's a vinegar-based, Tabasco-based, from kind of a Western North Carolina thing, even though he's from Eastern Kentucky. But he had this incredible chicken recipe. I would always study the art of cooking a great steak, searing it and then bringing it up to temperature, a good thick steak. But since the pandemic started, I'd gotten a smoker in August of 2019. What do you use, Landon, when you cook out?
I'm just that, well, I say boring guy, but I just have a standard grill. I've always been jealous of a smoker. A couple weeks ago, we gave away one of these green eggs, and I've always coveted having something like that. And a former colleague of mine, Channing Smith, used to rave and tell these stories about what he would do on his smoker. And by the time he was done telling it, I'm just straight up drooling thinking of what he did.
Well, I've got a pellet smoker. I ordered a pellet smoker. I've had it now for almost 2 years because I wanted to learn to smoke and slow cook meat. And I really didn't do anything really long and slow until the pandemic started, and now it is my new hobby. Landon, I actually have a smoking channel on YouTube.
Really?
I do. It's called Smoking with Jim.
That's fantastic.
And now I've got, like, you know, 12 fans. I mean, I really haven't been able to promote it much. Maybe just a little bit, but I just started it recently, and it's not me telling people how to, it's not me like as an expert, that's because I'm not. It's more, hey, I want you to learn with me. It's great for people that are wanting to learn more about smoking. And this weekend I'm doing pulled pork. I'm actually doing a Puerto Rican pulled pork. I found a recipe at one of the pellet grill manufacturers that they posted, because I have several places I like try to watch for great recipes. And I've never done this recipe, and I just have a huge degree of confidence it's going to be successful. But, like, I mean, last weekend I did smoked barbecued pork belly burn-ins. Have you ever had pork belly burn-ins?
I've just had
off the smoker.
No, not off the smoker. I've just had the regular burnt-ins, and that,
you're basically taking a slab of bacon, right? The pork belly. You're taking a huge slab of what is, and it's not cured, so it's just a huge slab of bacon, solid piece, and then you cut it up into chunks and you slow cook it, and then you add a bunch of fat and sugar and slow cook it some more, and then mix it all together and let it caramelize a little bit at the end.
Oh.
It's like liquid. It's like candied meat. It almost is like eating candy bacon.
That sounds amazing.
It is amazing. Now I don't have that recipe. I don't have that on my cooking channel yet. Probably my favorite episode I ever did was I did a whole Packer brisket for the Super Bowl. I had done the point meat off the brisket several times because the point meat to me is the best part, and most people feel that way. But I had never done the whole Packer cut, and so I had a 13-pound Packer cut, which the whole brisket cut, in my freezer. And I got it out and thawed it out, and I cooked it for the Super Bowl. And I was so excited about doing the brisket. I started on Saturday night, and it was the night that Tennessee was playing at Rupp Arena in basketball. And Blandon, I think you know me. I'm a huge UT sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was so excited about that brisket, I forgot until into the second half that Tennessee was playing Kentucky on basketball. That's how excited I was to get it on the grill and prepare. You know, I had to trim it. I had to learn how to trim it, and I learned from Malcolm Reed and the guy to Aaron Franklin down in Texas. He's the brisket king of how the heck do you trim one of these things. So I studied up on that, and then I had to trim it and season it. My brother lives in Texas. I used his recipe. But I was so excited, and then what's funny is I talked about it on the video that I was so excited I forgot. And then parts of me putting that on the grill, on the smoker for overnight, you could actually see the Kentucky game in the background on my TV inside. So I just, man, that might be my favorite thing I've smoked since I've learned to slow cook things. I mean, I smoked that meat for 13 and a half hours.
Ooh.
And what's great about a pellet smoker, Landon, if you're not, you know, I mean, I'd never really done stuff. They're so easy. You set the temperature and especially a good one anymore, I set it on at 11 o'clock and went to bed for 8 hours. And I woke up in the morning and that thing looked awesome. It was nice and mahogany color to be, you know, and I had a nice bark going on it. And then I wrapped it in butcher paper, kind of used the Texas style. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Do you know what you're going to be doing this weekend, Landon?
Probably just, again, I said I'm the boring standard guy, probably just some burgers and some dogs. But I'm definitely having some grill envy hearing you talk about your smoker.
Yeah, and it's just become my hobby. So I'll tell you what, you know, July is national, among other things, is National Hot Dog Month.
Well, hot dog.
Yeah, hot dogs and burgers are definitely a great 4th of July staple. In the next segment, when we come back, I want to talk about the most patriotic states in the United States. This came out here recently. How do they even rank this, and what do y'all think about this? You're listening to The Phil Show. I'm Jim Brogan, filling in for Phil here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Spotty to scattered rain and storms today with a high of 86. Then a first alert and a flash flood watch starts this afternoon to evening on through tonight. From the WVLT First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Heather Haley.
From the Brogan Financial Studio, you are listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. When you're on the go but still need to know, we've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 app. Brought to you by Bragg Weight Loss and Wellness. Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Yarbrough, Bongino, Hal, and Hannity. Download the 98.7 mobile app today and stay connected to East Tennessee no matter where you are. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
WaveTechKnoxville.com. WaveTech Knoxville is here to help. Acoustic wave therapy to regenerate, to heal and repair nagging issues like ED, diabetic wounds, neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, a sports injury, any kind of chronic pain. Wave Tech Knoxville, using the premier FDA-cleared device, the only one in the East Tennessee area. Don't miss out on things you once enjoyed. Call for a free consultation at 387-9534. That number, 387-9534, or go to wavetechknoxville.com. Here's the best thing about ED, guys. Well, at WaveTech, it works. And for chronic pain, well, you get the idea. Catch the wave. WaveTechKnoxville.com. WaveTechKnoxville.com.
This has been a paid announcement.
This week, as we celebrate our nation's independence, our individual freedoms are in jeopardy. How much longer will we have the right to free speech, freedom of religion, to bear arms? Don't take your current liberties for granted. You have a right to protect yourself and your family. And at Knoxville Tactical, they're here to meet your needs. Need a pistol? They have you covered. Need a rifle? They have them. Need a shotgun or revolver? Come shop their selection. Knoxville Tactical is Knoxville's premier gun dealership, and they have guns and gear to meet the beginner's needs and the expert's needs. Let Knoxville Tactical help you gear up.
This is Rick Edelman. Listen on Saturday for the investment and financial planning advice you need right now so you're prepared for whatever comes next. That's The Rick Edelman Show, Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on News Talk 98.7 FM WOKI.
Your search for furniture ends at Amish Elegance Furniture, 613 North Campbell Station Road in Farragut, next to Mellow Mushroom. Amish Crafted Furniture is made 100% to your specifications. Amish Crafted Furniture is a standard. It's not a style. And at Amish Elegance Furniture, you choose the style, design, wood grain, color, fabric, everything. Drop by and see for yourself. Amish Elegance Furniture, 613 North Campbell Station Road in Farragut, and online at AmishEleganceKnox.com.
For more than 20 years, the family-owned business of Senior Benefit Incorporated in Knoxville has helped East Tennessee seniors achieve peace of mind. The team at SBI specializes in senior market insurance, including Medicare and Medicare supplements. Navigating Medicare on your own can be overwhelming. That's why the team at SBI is ready to help. The services at Senior Benefit Incorporated are free, so call today, 865-862-4297, 862-4297, or check online at GetSBI.com.
This is The Phil Show. I'm Jim Brogan, filling in for Phil Williams. It's great to be with you. I'm very excited about this extra long holiday weekend, with most businesses being closed on July the 5th. I just can't wait. And Landon, I was talking about smoking, and I mentioned that channel, that YouTube channel, Smoking with Jim. I do want to clarify, there's no G in that. If you type in Smoking with Jim, you'll get some dude with a vaping channel.
Yeah, I pulled it up and started to put a link on our Facebook. It's like, this doesn't feel like the right
No, it's
channel.
No G. Smoking with a little apostrophe. No G on there. You're going to get a vaping dude.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying.
But hey,
yeah.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite things, too, is I actually have on there a smoked old fashioned. So it's not just about smoking meat.
As in the drink.
The drink, because my old fashioned is a classic old fashioned, is my favorite cocktail. And my wife last year for Christmas got me a smoking box. It's a little box that you have a little attachment to it, and you put your drink in there, and it fills it up with smoke, and it's just awesome.
Ooh.
So I did a smoked old fashioned. Yeah, it was really cool. Hey, let's talk about the most patriotic states in the union. Now, this is a financial writer on Wallet Hub that did this rating system. And we'll talk about how they did this, but this is interesting. Tennessee is ranked 30th. Down at the very bottom of the list is New York, Florida, Connecticut, Michigan. But Tennessee is number 30. The number one ranked under these criteria that I'm going to get into, the number one ranked patriotic state of the United States, Montana. Number two is Alaska, then Maryland, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Kind of a weird mix, I think. And then some notable things, North Dakota is number six. So when you get these states that have just enormous expanses of land, like Montana, Alaska, North Dakota, there's three of your top six. It's kind of interesting. And Wyoming's number seven. Kind of along that theme. Some of these southern states are on down the list, which kind of surprises me when you really think about patriotism and the 4th of July, and seems like the South is so patriotic. But here's how they rated this. They had several things. They looked at the average number of military enlistees. Now, that was only 25%. Was that and things like Peace Corps volunteers. That was only 25% of the ranking. And interestingly enough, the number one state with military enlistees is the state of Georgia. And Alaska's number two. Isn't that crazy? And that's percentage. And then the lowest is North Dakota. But most veterans per capita is also one part of the rating. Alaska's number one. I guess that kind of surprises me, too.
Mm-hmm.
New York is number 50. I would think, Landon, that's just because of the sheer size of New York.
Yeah.
Because it's rated per capita. Now, this is interesting. Highest percentage of adults who voted in the 2020 presidential election. What state had the highest percentage of adults vote? Believe it or not, it was New Jersey. And then the lowest was Arkansas. The highest volunteer rate was Utah. And that kind of makes sense. You know, there's almost no homeless rate, really no real homeless rate in Utah. I don't know if you knew that, Landon. I think the Mormons, they do a great job of taking care of the needy in their state. It's really remarkable. It's pretty much no homeless. The lowest volunteer rate is Florida, which is kind of interesting to me. And then when we look at blue states versus red state, this study is saying the red states are slightly more patriotic than the blue states. But what are the characteristics of a good patriot? And what are the best ways for someone to show patriotism during these trying times? So, you know, as we go into this 4th of July weekend, you know, I think it's important to think about all the things that we like to celebrate and how we show our patriotism. One of the things that's interesting to me is our fireworks history. And, you know, fireworks really are the most symbolic, I think, symbol of 4th of July weekend, other than the red, white, and blue, maybe. So have you ever wondered why we celebrate the weekend this way, the holiday, the July 4th holiday? We did some digging. I did some digging, and it turns out that fireworks were used to celebrate the first anniversary of the holiday in 1777. So literally at our one-year-old birthday. And ever since, Americans have proudly shot fireworks into the night sky every 4th of July. So, you know, the 4th of July celebrates the date on which the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress in 1776. There were no fireworks in the air that day. We have President John Adams to thank for our loud and colorful tradition. Before signing the Declaration of Independence in 1776, Adams wrote a letter to his wife Abigail saying the date, quote, will be the most memorable in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as a great anniversary festival filled with pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of the continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. So Adams was well known across the colonies, so his wish for a large celebration was shared far and wide. And so on the first anniversary of the holiday, our colonists celebrated all across the nation. The first ever recorded 4th of July party was held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on July 4th, 1777. And was just like John Adams had envisioned. It was a 13-gun salute that honored each of the original 13 colonies. The military band performed, bells were rung, 13 firework rockets were set off in the town square. So that's kind of interesting to me when we look at the history. Some other things that are going on in July that's interesting, you know, this year is the 107th year of the Tour de France, which is a 23-day race that covers 2,200 miles in France. Now, the U.S. has a unique bike race in Illinois every year in July. Do you know what it is, Landon?
I do not, no.
The Tour de Donut.
Seriously?
I'm serious. It's in Illinois this month. It's a 30-mile bike race where riders take 5 minutes off their time for each donut they eat along the way. I mean, I love donuts, but riding 30 miles. One time, Landon, I did one of those tours, you know, where you go to some breweries downtown and eat, and we rode like 13, 14 miles that day, but half of that was coming back after eating down there at the big burger place. What's that burger place down in
Stock and Barrel.
Square? Stock and Barrel. Ooh. I had eaten all this big, huge burger and fries and had to ride 6 or 7 miles back to where our cars were. Oh, my gosh. I'll never do that again, much less donuts. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about milestone birthdays. We're celebrating America's birthdays. What are milestone birthdays in your life that can affect your financial planning? So don't go away. This is The Phil Show. I'm Jim Brogan filling in here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. With the pop rims in the heads and very little money in the hands. Some are black and some are white.
Local, national, and worldwide. News as it happens. Because at News Talk 98.7, we know news never stops. We got you covered on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
When it comes to weight loss, one size does not fit all. At Bragg Wellness and Weight Loss, Dr. Terry Bragg, powered by Nutrimost, provides the educational tools you'll need to manage your weight. No prepackaged foods and no counting points either. Bragg Wellness and Weight Loss uses a team approach, creating a personalized roadmap to a healthy lifestyle, including a food plan, supplements, and support. Most participants lose at least 20 pounds in 40 days. For more information, visit BraggWeightLossAndWellness.com and start living your most healthy life.
Are you a healthy adult, age 62 to 82? If yes, you may qualify to participate in a clinical research study conducted by the dedicated medical staff at Alliance for Multispecialty Research. Qualified participants will stay overnight in the study center for 9 days and 8 nights and complete one follow-up visit. Compensation up to $3,225 is available for time and travel. To find out if you qualify, call AMR Knoxville at 865-305-DRUG. That's 865-305-3784. Or volresearch.com. AMR Knoxville is located inside UT Medical Center.
Attention Oak Ridge area job seekers, your new career is calling at Coors Tech. Coors Tech is now looking to fill a variety of positions, including production operations, CNC machinists and programmers, maintenance technicians, and more. Starting wage is $14 to $18 an hour, depending on experience. Sign-on bonus starting at $900. Coors Tech offers excellent benefits, medical, dental, retirement, life, and disability insurance, plus paid time off and 401k match at 6%. For details and to apply, visit CoorsTech.com/careers. That's CoorsTech.com/careers.
As we celebrate the July 4th holiday, may we be reminded of those who have made our freedoms possible. May we also be humbly grateful for the sacrifices of many who have lost loved ones and close friends over the years as they fought to defend our freedoms. It is indeed very true that freedom has a very serious price tag, and for many, the ultimate sacrifice has been made. We are very blessed to live in a free country with the opportunities to pursue the American dream. For some, that is a challenge, especially if they live in poverty and are struggling just to make ends meet from day to day. We're amazed at the deep pride some folks have. I'm Emmett Thompson with the Mission of Hope, and we count it a privilege to serve those in need which live in rural Appalachian communities. We try to help those trying to help themselves. If you'd like more information about the Mission of Hope, please call our office at 865-584-7571 or visit our website at missionofhope.org. Thank you for your friendship and support, and may God bless our country with His grace.
Is your home feeling crowded? An affordable, easy way to get more room is through outdoor living spaces. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416 and ask about our outdoor kitchens and sunrooms, or visit remodelingknoxville.com.
Good morning. It's 9:30. Temperatures around 79 degrees with partly sunny skies. I'm Robin Joffe for News Talk 98.7 WOKI. A Morristown man in intensive care after being pinned against a truck at a Kentucky rest stop that backed up then just left the scene. Gerald Sapp was checking his oil when the incident happened. His daughter Angela Taylor is asking that the truck driver who nearly killed her dad do the right thing and come forward. Police say it's possible that driver may not have even known they hit someone. Taylor says her dad owns an auto body shop in Morristown, now can't work because he's in critical condition in a Kentucky hospital. He's undergone 22 hours of surgery, has a broken pelvis and 2 broken femurs. If anyone witnessed the collision or knows someone who may, you are asked to call the police department at 859-873-3126. A federal judge has blocked a new law in Florida aimed at punishing tech companies. Fox's Tony J. Powers has more.
The law, which was set to take effect today, would fine social media companies for blocking the posts of politicians prior to an election. But the Washington Post reports that U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle suggested the law was unconstitutional and violates the First Amendment. Florida lawmakers approved the law following the suspension of former President Trump's accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The social media platform said he violated their policies following the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican and Trump ally, signed the law in May, saying it was a stand against alleged censorship of conservatives and plans to appeal. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An actress who starred in a show with Bill Cosby facing backlash after a Twitter post. Fox's Carly Shimkus reports.
Bill Cosby's TV wife celebrating news of his release. Felicia Rashad tweeting, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." The actress responding to backlash in a later tweet writing in part, "I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth." More than 60 women have accused Cosby of groping, sexual assault, or rape. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court allowing him to walk free because of an agreement Cosby made with a previous prosecutor that would have barred him from being charged in the first place. Carly Shimkus, Fox News.
Currently 79 degrees, partly sunny skies in Knoxville. This news update was brought to you by Holly McRae. I'm Robin Joffe, back to the Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
We're building up rain chances today. In fact, spotty to scattered, a little earlier high today in the afternoon at 86, then kicking off a flash flood watch and a first alert late afternoon and evening on through tonight. Downpours, soggy conditions through your Friday morning. This does become more spotty tomorrow afternoon, cooler high 80. From the WVLT First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Heather Haley.
We know how important an accurate forecast is to your daily life. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day, from Heather Haley and the team in the WVLT Weather Center. Whether it's ice and snow, spring storms, or a summer heat wave, you get the latest and most accurate weather information 24/7 with the WVLT Weather Center. We got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save $10 on Duracell Ultra car batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
This week at Ingles, select 21 to 28 ounce Bush's baked or grilling beans, 3 for $5. 64 ounce Laurelin ketchup, $1.98 each. And select sizes and varieties Keebler cookies, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey, this is Dr. Jake from Victory Health Center. Listen to Victory Health Radio every single Saturday and Sunday to get the crucial information that you need to know to be healthy. Saturdays at noon, Sunday night at 9, here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Need a little rise and shine to go with your bacon and eggs? We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Whether it's the top three at three or the daily pop quiz, the Halloran Hilton Hill radio experience is amplifying your afternoons. Weekdays 3 to 7 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is the Phil Show right here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Jim Brogan. I'm filling in for Phil Williams this morning, and it's been great to be with you in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours. You can catch me on the weekends. I have my show, More Living with Jim Brogan, where it's all about living the best years of your life your way. It's on every Saturday at 9 a.m. and again at 3 p.m. And we're talking about patriotism, July 4th weekend. I'm so excited about the long weekend. I like that there's a holiday after the 4th of July, in other words, because it's a Sunday. Because it always seems weird. You want to stay up late and shoot off fireworks and then the next morning go into work. So it's so great that we're off on the 5th. Most of us are anyway. Well, so America's celebrating its birthday. So let's milestone birthdays are certainly something to celebrate for us. You know, when you turn 16, you can drive. When you turn 18, you can register to vote. At 21, you can drink. As we age, there are several important birthdays that have significance that everyone should be aware of. And it could affect your planning for financial independence in a pretty significant way. And the first is age 50. Age 50 is the age at which, in the year you turn 50, so I turned 50 last year in 2020. And no, I turned 50 in 2019. I can't even do my math. I've turned 2020. Anyway, I turned 50 in 2019. So in 2019, I was able to start putting more money in my retirement accounts. And make no mistake, I think the retirement account savings, 401k, 403b, IRAs, or Roth, I think is definitely, in my opinion, the best place to accumulate wealth. Because there are tax advantages to saving in retirement accounts. Whether you get the tax of advantage up front, like with a traditional 401k contribution, or it's tax-free later, but then they all grow. You're not paying taxes as they grow. So you don't get a 1099 showing investment income, capital gains, dividends, interest. In my view, the best place to start if you want to create financial independence. Now, then there's some restrictions on when you can get to that money without penalty. But 50 is when you can do annual catch-up provisions. So in a 401k or company plan, you can do, instead of $19,500 of your own contribution, you can go up to a full $26,000. And in an IRA, instead of doing $6,000, you can do $7,000. Also, for those of you that are self-employed, in a solo 401k, if you don't have any employees, you cannot have any W-2 employees to have a solo 401k, you can put an extra $6,500 in over and above a SEP IRA. That's an important distinction to understand the differences for self-employed between solo 401ks and SEP, because a SEP IRA does not have a catch-up contribution allowed, whereas a solo 401k does. Now then, age 55 can be a very important age. So I want to cover this. If you separate service from your employer starting the year you turn 55 or later, you have unfettered access to that company plan, 401k, 403b, 457, whatever it is, through your employer, the retirement account. If you roll that money somewhere else, you don't have to retire. You just have to separate service. If you roll that to a new 401k or you roll it into an IRA, you lose that unfettered access, where then if you just want to take money out anytime you want, if it's prior to age 59 and a half, there's a 10-year penalty. There's a 10% penalty. And that's where the IRS is saying, hey, we're going to give you these tax incentives to grow your wealth, but you're not going to have full access before 59 and a half. But age 55 is important to understand. You know, if you're retiring at 55, 56, 57 years old, you might need income from your 401k. Well, if you leave it in the old plan, or at least part of it, you can pull that out without any type of worry about a penalty. But if you roll it into an IRA, you've now triggered the age 59 and a half restrictions. So it's very important to know something like that. Likewise, if you're, let's say you're a teacher and you've worked for 30 years and you're 53, 54, you've gotten in your 30 years, you're eligible for pension and you're going to go ahead and retire. Well, you might want to get into the year you turn 55, because it would give you a lot more flexibility with your retirement plan at work. Because of that 15, you know, not have any worry about a tax penalty when you pull that money out. So it's important to understand things like age 55. Now then, the next very, very important age would be 59 and a half. 59 and a half is when you can start to make withdrawals from retirement accounts without any tax penalty. Now, perhaps just as importantly, most employer plans, if you work for a private company and they have a 401k, most of those kinds of plans will allow you to take money out of your 401k even if you're still working there, if you're over 59 and a half. Now, if you're still working there, you probably don't want to take it out and be taxed on it. But what you can do is you can do a direct rollover to an IRA. You can still continue to participate in the 401k. You can make your employer contribution. You can get your employer match. But, you know, how many investment options are there in a 401k plan? You know, there's usually 12, 15 maybe. So you're just really, really limited as to what you can invest in. In the right kind of an IRA, you can invest in almost anything you want. You've also got a greater ability to control the costs and the fees of that account. Because there's limited control in a 401k. In an IRA, you can control the fees on the investments and not have any extra 401k administrative fees. Now, some of that's going to depend on who the IRA company is, but typically that would be the case. So, you know, 59 and a half, a lot of you have extra flexibility once you're over 59 and a half with planning for retirement and taking control of your investment options without affecting your future savings, and even if you're still working. And so that becomes critically important. We live in a very volatile world. And, you know, markets are way up right now. Markets go up, markets go down, markets go back up. But it's very choppy. It's been very choppy. And you just have a lot more choices in an IRA. Now, it still needs to be carefully considered, but it's important to understand 59 and a half years. And that's an important milestone, is that half birthday. Now, 62 would be the next big one. 62 is when you're eligible to draw Social Security benefits. If you draw early, then your income is reduced, and if you draw early, there is an income test. So if you make too much earned, it's for earned income only. It's not a test for investment income or passive income. In other words, if you're taking money out of an IRA or you have a pension, none of that counts against you. It's earned income from work. So if you're making much more than about $18,000, $19,000, you really don't want to draw Social Security because you'll have to get benefits back. But if you're not working or don't have too much income, 62 is the first age that you can draw Social Security, but it is reduced from your full retirement age. Full retirement age, depending on when you were born, is between 66 and 67 years old. Social Security election is perhaps the most important election you will vote on in your older years. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Social Security election and also these other birthday milestones as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday this weekend. Stay tuned. This is The Phil Show. I'm Jim Brogan. Fill in for Phil. You're listening to News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Spotty to scattered rain and storms today with a high of 86. Then a first alert and a flash flood watch starts this afternoon to evening on through tonight. From the WVLT First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Heather Haley.
From the Brogan Financial Studio, you are listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7.
WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
In business.
Gene, this is Artie. Art, Gene.
You don't always get an introduction.
Pleasure to meet you.
So while a pocket full of business cards and a personality bordering on extrovert are a good start, knowing where to look for new business is crucial.
Enter TN Job Fair.
TN Job Fair allows local businesses to safely connect with you through their online booth at tnjobfair.com. Skip the mixers. If you're looking for a change, look no further than tnjobfair.com.
Guys, now there's no excuse. Peak Performance for Men has helped thousands of men overcome erectile dysfunction. What are you waiting for? Improve your life today with a free consultation and a money-back guarantee. No pills, no pumps, no needles, no pain, no surgery, and absolutely no downtime. Just non-invasive acoustic wave therapy that will have you back to your natural form guaranteed. That's right, they guarantee the results. And now for a limited time only, offering a free consultation. There is no risk. Fix it for good with one phone call. Call the Knoxville office today at 865-606-8181 or find them at peakperformanceformen.com. Why wait? Peak Performance stands behind our results and guarantee we can make the difference. Call 865-606-8181 and get your free consultation now. That's 865-606-8181. Peak Performance for Men.
What's 63 feet wide and 35 feet tall? And coming to entertain you, Locotron. It's like nothing you've ever experienced. Loco Drive-In is coming to East Tennessee. I-75 at Exit 72. Concerts, movies, sporting events coming July 1st. Drive-In to first-run movies, family movies, sporting events, Sunday morning church service, concerts, and so much more. The Loco Drive-In coming to Loudoun County, I-75 at Exit 72. More details at locodrivein.com.
When you're on the go but still need to know, we've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 app. Brought to you by Bragg Weight Loss and Wellness. Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Yarbrough, Bongino, Hal, and Hannity. Download the 98.7 mobile app today and stay connected to East Tennessee no matter where you are. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's the fun!
This is the Phil Show. It's News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Jim Brogan. I've just really enjoyed being with you this morning. I hope you found it to be valuable. I'm talking right now about milestone birthdays as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday this weekend, one of my favorite holidays of the year. I'm going to be smoking some pulled pork. I'm going to do Boston butts. I'm actually going to do about 25 pounds of smoked pork. I'm going to do 3 8-ish pound Boston butts. I'd rather do 3 smaller ones than 2 big ones because you get more bark, you know. But I'm excited about doing that. But let's get to these milestone birthdays. I mentioned 62 in Social Security, and then 67 is your full retirement age, depending on if you were born, you know, before 1955 or after 1959. I won't get into all those details today, but when to draw Social Security is so critically important. It's one of the most important things you'll do if you're not already there. And it's, you know, I get asked all the time in my classes, on my radio show, Jim, what's the best time to draw Social Security? And the best thing I could tell you on that is there's no one size fits all. Every person potentially has a different strategy because there are so many factors involved. You know, what's the age difference between you and your spouse? How much more money, how much more Social Security benefit is one spouse getting than the other? And how do spousal benefits work? How do widow benefits work? All that's critically important. And then, you know, I mean, if you delay your benefit, every year you delay it from 62 to 70, you're getting about a 7-8% increase in your benefit. And people are living longer and longer lives. So we want to really look at that. But can you afford to delay? I mean, if you're 64 years old and you need retirement income and you're delaying your Social Security, That means you're going to be drawing more from your life savings. And if you gut your savings by the time you're 70, it could be catastrophic. The first 5 to 10 years in retirement are the most critically important that you don't have a big, big hit to your money. And drawing down too much of it because you're delaying Social Security could be one of those kinds of hits. So everybody needs their own customized strategy. What was good for your neighbor or your brother or your colleague at work may be the worst thing you could do. So it's how much money do you have? How much income do you need? There are just so many factors. There are calculators online that can give you a good place to start, but it's really got to be based on your individual situation. Now, I could do a whole show just on Social Security. You know, I could do a whole hour. But it's just, that'd be the biggest thing I'd impress upon you. Now, full retirement age, as I said, is 66 to 67, so that would be a milestone birthday. Because once you're full retirement age, there's no earnings test for earned income in order to draw your benefit. You could make $1 million a year and you could get your full Social Security benefit. Now then, age 70 becomes an important age because that's when, if you're not drawing, you want to draw your Social Security benefit. That's the longest you can put it off to. And then finally, age 72 is an important birthday milestone because now that's when you have to start taking forced distributions from your retirement accounts. IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and all other company plans, everything except for Roth. You never have to take money out of a Roth while you're alive if it's your Roth. But everything else you do, and what's significant about that is you haven't paid income tax on most, if not all, the money in your retirement account. And that's why you have to start taking these forced distributions, because then you're taxed on it. So the government wants to start getting paid. All right? So all of these birthdays are critically important. I will tell you, I would love to offer you a guide to this. I have a guide that I wrote on important milestone birthdays. They start at 16 and go all the way up, and how they might affect your financial planning. You can get a copy of that guide at my website at broganfinancial.com. It's a complimentary download. Just click on resources, and you can get that guide on important milestone birthdays. I've also got a guide specifically on Social Security election. And I've got a guide on tax planning in the new age, which I talked about a lot of that in the first hour, in the 8 o'clock hour today. So it's just been great being with you. I'm Jim Brogan. I've been filling in for Phil Williams today here on The Phil Show. I hope he's having some great time off. I hope you have a blessed July 4th weekend. We live in a great place. Sure, we have some challenges. Celebrate life. Celebrate life with the people that you love. If you have an opportunity to do a good deed to somebody in need, pass it on. I think that would be awesome. I love to do things like that, and especially around a holiday like that, like this. There are others less fortunate than us. So, you know, pass on a nice deed. Landon, thank you for engineering the board today for me. And you can catch my show, More Living with Jim Brogan, every Saturday at 9 a.m. and again at 3 p.m., where it's all about living the best years of your life your way. Thank you for tuning in. Bob Yarbrough's coming up. I'm Jim Brogan, filling in for Phil Williams on The Phil Show, only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Have a very blessed holiday weekend.